From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. A bill that would change how Arkansas colleges and universities are funded now heads to the full House. Today it was approved by the House Education Committee, but not without some concerns. KUAR's Michael Hiblin reports.
It's called the Productivity Funding Model and would incorporate factors like the number of students completing degrees, how long it takes to get that, and how many graduates then get a job or another degree. State Higher Education Director Maria Markham says it would be more effective than the current model, which is based solely on enrollment.
It's moving all of Arkansas ahead in all groups of people, especially those who represent the biggest gap there. So our underrepresented minorities, our non-traditional students, and those with other risk factors. You know, we want to get those people through the pipeline and into productive, well-paying jobs.
But some members of the House Education Committee weren't convinced.
This is a real problem in trying to bring about equity and fairness.
Representative John Walker of Little Rock suggested the funding model would benefit larger schools that attract higher achieving students who are more likely to graduate and, in his words, make the weak weaker and the strong stronger. Representative Jenna De La Rosa of Rogers was concerned the legislation at this point is essentially a shell bill with specifics of the funding formula to be defined later. She wanted to make sure they'll get a final say.
Can I get your commitment that this education committee will see this final model before it goes into effect?
But Director Markham said previous funding bills were handled the same way, and this will go before the Arkansas Legislative Council for a final approval of the rules. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.